Emails, a lengthy old email, but probably worth bringing to your attention, tubs@rte.ie, which says, it has taken me many, many years to finally decide to sit down and write this mail. I've been suffering in silence for well over a decade now with the feeling that nothing can be done to help me. I've always been a very, very shy person, and this has had a very big impact on my life. Now, don't get me wrong, I'm nowhere near a recluse. I can just feel a bit awkward at times and dislike being the centre of attention or being put on the spot. I suppose many people feel this way. I have a large group of friends that I have been friends with since my school days. But the main reason for my email is that I don't really know where to go to seek help. In essence, my problem is this. I get nervous or anxious or worried over the smallest of things. And this then leads to me overthinking things. My hands begin to sweat. Beads of sweat break out on my forehead. My back becomes drenched in sweat, as do my legs and chest. In fact, my whole body is engulfed in sweat, and it's awful. I can't control my sweating once the feeling of being anxious or nervous has kicked in. Once it has kicked in, I then begin to panic as I've broken out in a sweat, which then causes me to sweat more. It's a vicious circle. I believe this constant or excessive sweating is called hyperhidrosis. And I have tried many of the over-the-counter products to combat this, and none of them work. But the real issue is that once I break out in this sweat all over my body, I then suffer from body odour, and I can sweat for 30 seconds, and I'll have terrible BO. Some days I shower up to 5 times a day, and it is a never-ending process to try to combat it, and it's a real self-confidence breaker. Can you imagine being shy as that, without the added issue of knowing people think that you stink? Knowing that they think that you are some kind of dirty fool who won't even shower. I'm at the stage where I'm literally worn out. I've had years of awful common sneers, jibes, hateful and hurtful people abuse me, when they have no idea how every single day I suffer inside. I've even had to leave one job many years ago over this issue. I've mainly received the most jibes and hurtful comments in the workplace. However, of late, some of my friends have begun to do the same. I have never felt so ashamed. The nudge, nudge, wink, wink kind of jibes. People just don't understand. Once they get a hint of BO, they assume that person is just a dirty so-and-so, when in reality that person has had 4 showers that day and still cannot combat the stench of BO. I've tried everything, even showering in hospital, and showering in hospital grade antiseptic soap, as they say the root of BO is bacteria mixed with sweat. Nothing works. I really can't tell you how bad this affects my everyday life. I alienate myself from new people. I tend to do my own thing in work and don't hang around with colleagues at lunch. I even tried to source local gyms so I can shower during lunch break. I just wish I did not smell and offend every single person in my life. It's heartbreaking. In the past year, we've seen so many ads to speak out over suicide and don't suffer in silence. Well, this is me speaking out. I need help. How do I combat my BO and my anxiety? I'm sure they are linked, and that if the anxiety was stopped, so would my body's natural reaction of sweaty hands and back and forward and chest, legs, and accordingly, this would combat the BO. Am I wrong with this thinking? It has been a struggle to write this email, and even reading it back, I feel I have not even come close to describing how this affects my everyday life. I just want it to stop so I can have a normal life and not be sitting at my desk ashamed of myself, covered head to toe in sweat and reeking of BO. I don't know if any hyperhidrosis experts exist in Ireland. I've Googled them all, but to no avail. I have no idea how to combat this issue. Why does my sweat smell and other people not so much? Best regards, CJ. That's a tough one. That's absolutely a tough station for that person, because you are innocent of any crime, but yeah, I think pretty much everyone at some stage in their lives have worked with somebody with bad BO, and there are sneers and jibes and the conversation goes on about people who say, how do you confront it, and who's going to say something, who's going to have the nerve to suggest to the person that they might sort themselves out and clean themselves up. So it's a tricky one, to say the least. But the only thing is that you might have, as you say, this hyperhidrosis. There must be some class of expert. There must be somebody who's been down that road and wants to help out. And they can do so 51552 or email tubs@rte.ie. Now, Mandy, good morning to you.
Good morning, Ryan. How
are you getting on this Monday morning?
I'm going to know, not bother.
Are you in good form or are you in Monday form?
Because there's no such thing as a Monday for me. I pretty much work 7 days a week. So.
Oh, yeah. Okay, you're working your head off, obviously.
I'm working my head off, yeah.
So I read this email from this unfortunate person. I couldn't tell if it was male or female, by the way, but we do know it's female now. Yep, just confirming. Who was saying that she can barely move with the nerves and the anxiety, which just turns into sweat, which turns into body odour, and she just is at a loss.
Yep.
So what do you think?
I totally understand where she's coming from.
Good.
Been there, still there, and yeah, it's a curse. I'd say I've had it for over 15 years now.
What is it?
I think it's stress, right? I think initially it may start from, I don't know, right, general sweatiness or something, right? But, or room temperature, but most people it doesn't affect. Like, I'd be 100 times worse than my husband, right? When I was working in 1997, I had a job where I would have had to stand up in front of people and talk and so on, right? But the sweating got to the point that it used to run down my arm. I had to actually take a month off work at one point. And again, like that person said on their email, right, when you see it happening, then you start to worry about it, then it goes on more. And then the more it goes on, or the worse it gets, right, in any particular environment, the more you sweat, right? So it's a vicious circle, right? Because if you think about it at all, it gets worse. And you can actually, like in my case, even back then, right, especially back then, because I didn't know how to manage it, I could see it running down my arm.
Yeah.
It literally run all the way down to my sleeve.
Like somebody turning a little tap on.
It was like a tap, and you would be wondering where in the name of Jesus it all came from, right, or where it's all coming from.
And the more you're worried about it, the more it came.
The more you worry about it because you're conscious of it, and you think everybody else is looking at it, course they are, they notice, right?
Yeah.
So I concocted all of these little coping strategies, right, and overall, they work, right? It covers the problem fairly well. But having said that, I refused to be a bridesmaid at someone's wedding once, right? At my own father's wedding, right, his second marriage, right, I had to get pads put under my arms, right, to stop it, to ease it. And even at that, they were soaking. I mean, it's an awful thing, right? And you see, people don't realise that you're totally stressing about it, right? And it's easy for people to slag you off or say, oh, look at the state of your one. And you know when they're talking about you.
How do you know?
Well, because it's a big stain there and you're conscious of it anyway, right?
Yeah.
And you're looking at them and you know, like, because women anyway, by nature, right, they spot these things. And you know, because you're a woman, right, that you're looking at other people as well, right? Yeah. So, you know, it makes you 100 times more conscious, right? And it doesn't mean that you're stink, essentially. But the more stressed you are, the worse it smells.
Well, that's what I was going to say. So therefore, you would have had a body odour issue then.
Yeah, right. But again, it's about trying to stay in touch with finding the deodorant or whatever that works for you, right? And I don't think there's any deodorant out there. There's one called Mitchum, right, that's supposed to stop the actual fluids, right, but it never did. I just found one.
When you went to your dad's wedding, you put the pads under your arm?
Yes, I got the dressmaker to put pads into the dress.
What were they made of, the pads?
They were material, right, but at the same time, I could never wear the dress again unless I cut them out. They were built into it.
Oh, they were built into the dress?
They were actually built into the dress because I told her, like, that was, I think that was 18 years ago, 19 years ago.
Yeah.
And I had to tell her, right, I said, I have a really bad problem. And the dress was satin, and it was a really dark green. And for a course, right, you can imagine a wet stain on that.
Yeah.
It was cat altogether. It was very bad.
Yeah, that's not going to work for you.
That's not.
You know, when you're at work, did anyone ever say to you, drop a hint or say to you, listen, there's a bit of a thing going on here. We're all talking about you. Don't want to be mean, but for your own sake.
No, they never actually said it, but a boyfriend used to say it to me.
And what did he say?
Oh, geez, you know, you have a big stain under your arm, or, you know, like, no, he was an ass anyway, right?
Anyway, okay.
Yeah.
Was he being mean, or was he trying to be helpful?
No, I think he was being mean. But, like, even when I met my current husband, I remember I had this jacket, right, and I went out one night, and the top was light-coloured. I actually couldn't take the jacket off all night, and I remember it was summertime. God, I thought I was going to die. And I remember I was going into the jacks every now and again, right, looking, and I was like, it was getting worse and worse and worse and worse. And all I was afraid of was that it would make its way around to the front, because I might as well have thrown myself into a barrel of water. And also then, right, when you get really bad, your face will start sweating and start running off your forehead. It's really bad.
Are you heavy?
No, I'm only 8.5 stone.
So it has nothing to do with weight?
No, and I would be quite athletic, right?
Yeah.
And I'd also be one of those people, if I go to a dance or anything like that, give me 5 minutes on the dance floor and I am in a smatter. I'm worse than any 20-stone man that would be outside.
Right, so you could talk for Ireland and you're confident with it. And yet, this must have been quite debilitating for you then.
It was. It still is, to the point that, like, even talking to you, I know it's there, right? And that I'm live on air on national radio, which isn't helping, right?
Yeah.
But at the same time, I know what it feels like. I know how that woman feels. And it's a killer. And you're afraid of anybody taking a photo, because the first thing you look at isn't your face, it's underarms.
Yeah.
You know, but what I did was, the deodorant that I found that really worked, right, and I have no problem saying this, is Lynx deodorant for men.
Lynx for men, but you put it on yourself.
Oh, God, yeah. And I wouldn't give a hang, right? Like, it works.
And they all have these kind of peculiar-looking Asian names and all that. Which was the best one? Like Lotus?
I don't care.
Just any Lynx.
Any Lynx, right? The spray-on, the roll-on isn't half as good. And the other thing is, the clothes that I wear, I always wear black. Anybody that knows me, they'd never see me in a colouredy top.
Yeah.
And as well as that, right, you have to stay on top of the black as well, because if you wash it a few times, then it's more obvious again. Right, because the dark stain.
Yeah.
And even if I'm at a conference or anything like that, which I would have to go to every now and again, right? With a lot of professionals, I would wear a tight top underneath that would be able to take it, and I'd wear a loose top on the outside always, with long sleeves, never short sleeves.
And that kind of gets you through the...
It would, but I'd always have a backup as well, right? Because again, if I'm stressed, the smell is 100 times worse. And the other trick is, not too much coffee. If you smoke cigarettes, go easy on them and drink loads of water. You'd imagine if you drink less water, it actually works better. But no, if you drink more water, for me, it tends to dilute it or something, right? Because you're still going to sweat anyway.
So where are you at with it now? Do you still have it?
I do, yeah. And I'll always wear black.
Would you love to wear different colours?
I would, yeah.
You'd like to fix it.
Right. I'm like someone that's going to a funeral all the time. Or I'm like somebody that's really morbid. but I'm not.
Like an emo. An adult emo. What about Botox? Did you consider that at all? Or?
I didn't even think about it.
No,
You know, and I, to be honest, right, whilst it may work in some areas, it's still going to break out somewhere else.
Okay.
Right. Now I find, I was at a big meeting last Monday evening, right?
Yeah.
And I was sitting there and there was loads of men and loads of women. Some of them had their coats on. I had a loose-fitting black blouse, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And my face, my makeup nearly ran all the way down to my chin, right?
Oh, Lord.
You know, and it's not because of heat. It's stress.
Yeah.
You know, and I was there with the tissue and dying. But, you know, the underarm thing, your back, that kind of thing, it can be managed with clothes you wear. And another thing is not to wear too much nylon too close to your skin either. Cotton, while it allows, it'll hold the sweat better as well, because it's still awful.
But you know what, the worst thing about it is that you're all about prevention as opposed to remedy. Wouldn't it be better to have to fix it?
I don't know how you can. I mean, I would suffer from anxiety and stress anyway. I'd be pretty much up in the sky, down on the floor type of person,
okay.
Right? So really, it's not even prevention. It's kind of like to deal with it as it's happening, to have the backup plan, even knowing you have another top in your bag.
Yeah.
Right? You know there's backup. It's even the knowing of that, right? Or knowing that it's... You know, no matter what I'm wearing, if it trickles down my arm, the clothing or like chiffon, anything like that, right? You can't really see it.
Okay.
You know, so, and in knowing that you have the backup, it lowers the stress level. That's what it does for me anyway. And I wanted to kind of go on air and say it.
Because
it's kind of like Sweaty Betty, oh, you want to speak. God, I never realised. I've known her for years. I'm going to smell her more the next time I meet her.
Oh.
Do you know that kind of thing?
Yeah,
I do. I totally know where that woman's coming from. And I know other people, professionals, that are in the public eye, a woman in particular works in public relations. And she has it as well, right?
Yeah, right.
And you'd see photographs in newspapers and big sweat stains under her arm.
Hey,
that can't be easy.
God.
It's there. Lots of people have it.
Let's see if we can try and find a remedy for it, because God help us, that's a curse. That's a terrible curse to have to live with and kind of go through. And we need to get you out of all that black.
Well, is it?
Come on.
Yeah, right. I think the black kind of suits me.
But it's only so much of it you can wear, for God's sake.
And after all, there's some lovely tops out there. And I keep changing the colour of my hair. So, you know, that kind of makes up for the colour. But, there's worse things we could be dealing with,
true,
you know.
True enough.
you know. So,
but thanks for coming on to talk about it.
Well, I hope it helps that lady, right? She's not in her own. It's just she's what do you call it? She's internalizing it. There's lots of people out there with it. They just manage it just like I do.
Okay, well, let's see what we can do. Mandy, you're so good. Thanks for your time today.
All right.
Have a great old day.
All right, you too. Bye.